Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Are you financially prepared in case America's largest bank, JP Morgan Chase, collapses? Unfortunately, that is no longer a rhetorical question. Last week, the Department of Justice filed charges against two current and one former JP Morgan Chase bullion traders for manipulating precious metals prices for 8 years from 2008 to 2016. This follows the plea bargain convictions against two other JP Morgan Chase bullion traders in little more than the past year for similar price rigging. In all, about two dozen precious metals traders from major world banks or brokerage firms over the past 3 years have been convicted of or are currently charged with manipulating precious metals markets. Both newly charged JP Morgan Chase employees are now on administrative leave. The most notable person charged last week was Michael Nowak, who is the head of the bank's precious metals trading operations. Because of holding this position, Nowak was also a member of the board of directors of the London Bullion Market Association, an organization charged with maintaining the transparency and integrity of precious metals tradings in the largest market in the world. Not long after Nowak was charged, he was removed from the LBMA's board. As part of the earlier plea bargains with JP Morgan Chase bullion traders, the crooks agreed to cooperate in the investigation and prosecution of others who engaged in these illegal precious metals price manipulations. The newest charges almost certainly came out of the information supplied by those previously convicted. How bad could these continuing investigations at JP Morgan Chase get? If it turns out that these illegal actions were known by top bank officials and done with their acquiescence, the continued existence of the bank could be at risk. The silver mining companies that produced 10 billion ounces of silver over the past decade or so might have damage claims running into the hundreds of billions of dollars. Add to that to the claims of all the silver users and investors and everybody in the gold market. In this event, JP Morgan Chase would almost certainly file bankruptcy. If this happens, other major banks would also be at risk. Current federal law allows major banks to seize customer account balances to help rescue failing banks. At which banks do you have your accounts? That's it for now. Come back Friday for another Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.